Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So here we are. This is the first time that we've done this with two people.
Crash looks so shiny.
Okay, well, we're here. I'm Catherine.
I'm Christina.
We're sisters. We are kicking already dead. We're kicking off this kind of special edition of BDA Baby. This is when we usually go live for BDA Baby and we talk about a variety of different subjects. The next couple of weeks leading up to the launch of my book, Goodnight Sister, we are going to be having conversations about sisters and sisterhood and the sisterly bond. So what better way to do that than to kick it off like this?
Conversation among sisters.
We got a ton of questions. Did you look at them?
Yeah, briefly.
So we got a ton of questions from a lot of you about sisterhood, about our relationship that we will also get to. Thrilled that you came back on Instagram. You brought back your Instagram.
Just for a second, but yeah.
Why did you bring it back for a second? People often ask why you're not on Instagram. Why don't you tell it why we're not on Instagram?
Well, I'm not on, or I was not on Instagram currently, but I was not on Instagram. I would say primarily because I honestly found it a bit stressful for myself. And I thought it would be nice to just take a break for a second. And that turned into I guess almost like 3 year.
Hiatus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm very pro people taking a break from social media and also from their phones from time to time. And I think Instagram agrees with certain people and sometimes not with others.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you brought it back because you launched your documentary on Take Your Pill Xanax Edition. If you haven't watched it, watch it because it's really interesting and very well done.
Thank you.
But, okay, so let's talk about, we're going to get to the questions that you guys asked for Christina and I. First of all,
Mom, I'm here.
Hi, Mom. First of all, the age difference. Christina's very precise on the fact that we're 19 months apart.
Yeah.
We're not a year and a half apart. We're 19 months apart. So, in school, we were one grade apart. And growing up when we were younger, I would say that, why'd you do a broken heart? Growing up, I would say when we were younger, that was like very easy. And then I feel like in high school is when we were like, we want our own friends.
Yeah. I think also being in the same elementary school, it had its ups and also its downs. I think that as we got a little bit older, I think it was really at least important for me around like seventh grade, to kind of really feel like I was like individuating in a certain way. I think that like when you grow up super close in age, also when you're kind of like dressed the same and all that stuff, it's kind of hard to develop or feel like you can develop into your own person and have your own identity. So I think, yeah, definitely growing up in elementary school was like great. But then I think after a certain point, I at least wanted to have my...
Do your own thing.
Yeah. Or just, I think it's nice to get some sort of separation, try to kind of like form your own identities.
And do you feel like you would not have been able to do that if you hadn't gone to a different school for high school?
Yeah, no, I don't think I would have been able to do that as much. Because I felt like going to a separate high school too, at least like I got pretty involved in the community at my school. And so I felt like I had almost kind of like my own separate world. And then I could obviously come back in like socially. from time to dabble back into it.
Yeah. So socially, nice. We ended up at a lot of the same parties with a lot of the same people.
You hated it.
I did not like it at all. Because when we were in high school, I think like when you're a teenager, you kind of want to do your own thing. You want to have your own friends, have your own experiences. And then you have your like little sister, you know, coming to everything. I feel like I liked parts of it. And then other parts, I was like, am I going to do my thing? Are you going to do your thing?
Yeah. I think we also had a good separation to like after school, like you went riding.
Yeah.
I was doing different things and
we had different interests. I feel like that's another
thing.
That's
a big thing.
Yeah. So that's another big thing because a lot of people asked about how, and this is also something like since I'm raising two girls, you know, when we reflect on our childhood and how mom and dad raised us, I feel like there was a lot of emphasis on like each of us finding our own unique interests as sisters who were really close in age, you know, 1 year apart in grades and school, had a lot of similar friends, and wanting to have each of us find like what each of us were interested in on our own and not making us do everything together necessarily. Like we did dance when we were younger together, but then that became your thing because I was very bad at it. And then we did horseback riding when we were younger. And then I stayed doing horseback riding and right. You stayed doing dance. But why don't we talk a little bit about that? Because I feel like that's something that people ask about how to celebrate like the individuality of each child.
Yeah.
Especially sisters when they're close in age and like compared.
Yeah. No, I mean, I definitely think that was something obviously both of our parents really encouraged. And I think even just like growing up though, realizing, which I think is really important regardless, is just realizing that we're each different people. We're each our own person and each of us are very different in unique ways. And I think that also the more we can accept our differences, the more we'll respect our differences. But I think that both of our parents obviously like really encouraged us both to kind of like see where we excelled in certain areas and to really kind of pursue that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I think also when you're really close in age, people compare you a lot. Like, yeah. Oh, you're this way or oh, that you're this way. And, I think the more that parents also are able to like identify and see which are your strengths, which are my strengths. I think that's really
do you feel
helpful.
Like you got more of that as the younger sister?
Comparison?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when I was like 13, who was it? Ashley Simpson came out with that song in the shadows. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is my theme. But I felt, I definitely felt like we were compared a lot. You also went you were the grade above, so I could see kind of what you were doing and then like figure out my own way. But, yeah, I felt like it. I mean, I was definitely very motivated to branch off, I would say, in a sense of just like figuring out where I could kind of be seen for myself versus always kind of, I mean, obviously, like, I love it, but like always being like, oh, you're Catherine's little sister or something like that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that's common, I think, in a lot of, from what I hear, a lot of family dynamics is like, being compared, the younger one being compared to, I'm sure like Patrick and Christopher probably would say that too about their, like maybe Christopher was compared to Patrick, like siblings
are
the same. If you're, you know, two boys or two girls, you get compared to the older one a lot. So, but I wonder if there would have been anything that would have been done differently about our childhood that would have prevented that. Like had we gone to separate schools from the very beginning or if we weren't dressed matching, which like I'm doing with my girls. So like, should I not be doing that?
I feel like you don't dress them like as often, like in, like you do like
for it's holidays.
Like, yeah. But it's almost like not even the exact same outfit. Like ours were like the exact same outfit.
But do you think that dressing us as the exact, and we love you mom, like dressing us in the exact same outfit was contributing to like the comparisons?
Not really. I mean, if anything, I thought it was kind of like helped us branch out into like our individuality. Like I remember you really loved to dress up a lot and like that was your thing. And I remember being kind of like, oh no, I want to dress more tomboyish. So I feel like that kind of just actually helped us like make our own voices.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Then a lot of the questions also were like talking about the differences and similarities between us growing up. Let's talk about it growing up, because you just mentioned that like I liked party dresses. You liked, you know, to be more to dress in like, I remember you liked to dress also in your karate outfit all the time.
Yeah, I was a huge Power Rangers fan.
So we had a lot of differences when we were little and also a lot of similarities. And I feel like even today we have like a lot of certain differences, but also all like a ton of similarities.
Yeah.
Anyone that we went to high school with says we sound exactly the same. And when we were in high school, we always sounded the exact same. But there were certain, like our interests were definitely different. You're way more creative than I am.
We also learn, I feel like, totally differently.
That was like a big thing though.
Yeah.
We learned totally differently. Like we, I had to physically read every single thing and margin note every single thing.
It wasn't my strong suit. I was way more visual learner. You're also like hyper organized. So, I mean, I think that's been the beauty though of like getting older is like being able to see that and being able to be each other's cheerleaders in the ways that we both individually excel.
Yeah, for sure. I think that like, and that seems to be something that we've come to, especially yeah. Like later in life, like in high school, I feel like we did not necessarily do that as much.
No, you didn't really. I don't think you liked that one.
God.
No, but you know, what's actually also funny, like thinking back on childhood is that I actually ran into two girls recently and they were probably like 8 and 6 and they were fighting. And I remember when we would fight, people would always be, and especially mom would always be like, you guys are going to be each other's best friends when you're older. Like, I promise. And I was like, there's no way.
Oh my gosh.
Because we were just both really like different. And I think we had a lot of times like didn't really understand each other in certain ways. Mm-hmm. And so I was actually telling the girls, I'm like, you're fighting now. But I was like, trust me, you're going to be each other's best friend when you're older. And the girl was like, there's no way. And I was like, it was said to me.
You mean because we would argue so much like about, I mean, when we were younger, everybody said, you know, a lot of people ask, was there ever a phase where you guys fought or where you guys didn't get along? I feel like when we shared a bathroom when we were younger, we would fight over like our hairbrush or whatever. When we were younger, we would fight over our space.
We shared a bathroom like a lot. Yeah.
And that always seemed to have a lot of, cause a lot of fights between us. Like,
yeah.
And I see it now even with like, with Lila, with Eloise, even though she's not even doing anything like, you know, the mind thing or
that's
like,
mine.
This is, yeah, that's mine. So it definitely starts from an early age, but I don't really know what can necessarily be done about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that when we were younger.
I think having your space though a little bit too. I mean, if you can, obviously, I think having just even.
Your space like in your home?
Yeah. Or just like, again, like space, whether it's at like a different school or different activities, like having some, a little bit of separation, I think helps a lot too.
Yeah. I mean, we also will say that like when it comes to separation, I feel like a big part of a key moment in our relationship was when we went to college.
Right.
Because I stayed here and went to USC. You went to DC and went to Georgetown. And we had totally different college experiences. Like, I feel like I went to your school more than I went to my own.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I feel like I'm like an honorary member of your graduating class, because I feel like I had way more fun tagging along. I guess it was like kind of the reverse. Like, I feel like maybe you tagged along with me in high school and I tagged along with you in college.
Kind of. Yeah.
So we had moments that were separate from each other to allow for growth, right?
Yeah, like definitely.
You went and did your thing there and created a totally separate group of friends. I went to USC and created a single friend.
No, come on.
At USC. But I wasn't really like, again, we had very different college experiences. We had very different friend groups in college. We had different interests, even in college, when it wasn't right. necessarily like one sport for another sport or an after-school activity. We just had different experiences.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
And I think that was like a very big part of our growth and also the space that was needed in our relationship to allow for us to come back together right. much closer, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, totally. I think also I came back for a year and then I moved again to New York for a bit. And I think that's also when we really kind of like developed like a much deeper, I got the iPhone for the first time when I was in New York. I was really late to it, but I remember we would just sit on FaceTime mm-hmm. for like hours and she would just be like in the background, like watching me do my work, or we would be eating together via FaceTime, or literally sometimes not even talking to each other, but we'd be there on FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it was also a time when we would both like really like lean on each other mm-hmm. for a lot of support.
Yeah, for sure. I think of that, like that space that we each had to kind of do our own thing was very different than, it was a big change for us from having grown up together, you know, so close in age and doing so much together. And also I'll preface this by saying like our family is very close anyway. And we do a huge amount together. We always have, but especially when we were little, like we did, you know, we played together. We were each other's playmates when we were younger.
Yeah.
So as we got older and like somebody had a friend or somebody had a play date or somebody wanted to go and do something that was different, that was also kind of like, wait, what's going on? But yeah. As we got older, it was more like celebrated to be doing things that were individual. And then also I know that like mom and dad also always joke about when we were younger and if we ever got something that was matching, that we needed to have something that was the opposite.
Yeah.
It was almost
total
like a
meltdown.
Yeah. It was almost total like meltdown. A rebellion of the matching, the overmatching when we were younger.
Yeah. Like, I know. It was always like, if you got one thing, I'd be like, I need the different one. Yeah. Or just some sort of, again, I think individuality,
wanting to be like our own people.
Yeah. And I think a lot of siblings in general have that. Just kind of, I think along the course of life, just trying to figure out like who you are, what sets you apart.
And celebrating that. Like mom and dad, I think did a good job of, as we got older and out of like our matching clothing phase, that like celebrating each of our interests and encouraging each other to go down those avenues of like, oh, you're really interested in art, like encourage that creativity, encourage that that interest, and like, oh, you're really interested in, you know, horseback riding or, you know, competing, go and do that. And you know, you doing our own things was, I think, happily encouraged by both mom and dad,
definitely,
which is super important. There were a lot of people who were also asking about how we have stayed close as we've gotten older. And I feel like that's something that people always talk about, is like just families in general and siblings in general. As you get older, there's not somebody saying like, oh, you have to be here for this. You have to be home for dinner. You have, like when people go out of the house, you really have to make much more of an effort to organize to see each other, organize to make a plan, have something or someone who can, you know, wrangle everybody and make sure that you stay present in each other's lives. And I know that we're all like super close in our family, but even like when you went to Georgetown or Christopher went to Michigan and Patrick and I both stayed here in LA at USC, but we all maintained closeness. Christopher can sometimes be challenging too. text with. But when he does get back, it's like, you know, we all have maintained, as adults especially, a very close bond.
Right.
And there were a lot of questions on how we did that as adults, or how we continue to do that as adults.
Well, I feel like I remember just mom at least talking to us like a lot about how close her and her siblings were. And I think that that was almost in a way like ingrained in us from an early age, that these people, like your siblings, are the only people that have as close of like shared experiences in a lot of ways. Everyone experiences things and feels things differently. But I think that knowing that, you know, I can talk to you about things that other people obviously can't talk to you about. Mm-hmm. And kind of just really, she was very encouraging of each of us really just, you know, being each other's cheerleaders, understanding that kind of we have the four of us till like the end of time, that was something. She's also given us a lot of like tips and pointers on how to deal with sibling things.
Dynamics.
Yeah. So I feel like that was really helpful.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We definitely come from a family, even our extended family, that puts a huge emphasis on the importance of family.
Yeah.
Like we, you know, like from day one, you know, both our parents, and especially I would say mom's side, put a huge amount of emphasis on like the importance of family, those relationships, cultivating those relationships, maintaining those relationships. And even when we see like our cousins who we were super close to, we were younger because things were organized for us of meeting and being around each other. We can see them like we just did. And it's like, no time has passed.
Right.
And the importance of like making an effort to maintain those relationships. And it's definitely more like as you get older and that shift happens of like, you're not all living under the same roof anymore. You have to put more effort into seeing each other, especially if you're in different states, you know, there's more thought that goes into that.
I think just also making it something that like, it's not even like a question, like making something like that a priority in your life. Cause I do feel like a lot of people are like, oh, I'm so busy, which it's like everyone gets busy with life. But I think that making those things, like really making those things a priority and something almost like you don't even have to think about also, I think is really helpful. But I also think that like a lot of people, at least I speak to today, are kind of struggle with a lot of like hot topics that's going on right now, but kind of, you know, having a hard time like coming to a kind of common ground with their siblings on different subjects. And I think that was, which was like really helpful for us growing up, is that both of our parents were very much instilled the idea that even if you don't have like agree on a lot of issues, you can still respect each other's differences. And at the end of the day, it's you come back together with love. You know, we don't always have to agree on everything, but really making that effort and a priority to have that kind of close bond relationship.
Yeah, that's definitely a lost art, I will say. People do not have any, I feel like people don't really have the ability to respect someone else's opinions or thoughts.
Generally.
Yeah. But also if they're different from theirs, that it seems to be something that's very challenging. But I think as siblings, as you get older and you also make different choices, like
right. You
make different choices in life, what you want to do, where you want to live, who you want to date, who you want to be with. I mean, people asked if we gave each other, you know, if we ever gave each other dating advice, which I think we did. But I think it's like, you know,
why are you laughing? Smiling.
But I think like those kinds of things, like, again, mom always talked a lot about like your siblings will also find partners and you know, bring those people into your life that will, you know, change the dynamic of your guys' relationship and like making sure that you always, you know, have on the forefront of your mind and your goal, your relationship with your sibling is being like
the priority,
the priority and like the goal to be having that be a good, healthy relationship.
Right. And I think really being happy for one another too.
Yeah, for sure. That's also
like really celebrating in each other's like happinesses and successes throughout life, I think has been really important. Kind of even, I know there was a comment on there about like competitiveness and stuff like that too, but.
Oh yeah. That's also a big, that seems to be something that's constantly coming up also when it comes to just like the subject of sisters is like you go through different phases. And I remember always watching Beyonce with her sister and like the Kardashian sisters, like there are so many sisters that you watch that I feel like we watched when we were younger, Mary-Kate and Ashley, like all these sisters.
Bush sisters, yeah.
The Bush sister. Yeah, like so many sisters. And you always kind of look at their parents and like how they were raised to see how, you know, are they competitive with one another? Are they supportive of one another? How do you do that? And I remember that always being like a conversation, you know, like how you do that. And now, especially like that I have two girls, like wanting to do that well, because I feel like we are really supportive of one another.
Right.
But I feel like, you know, there are so many people who you go through phases of being competitive or you're just like flat out competitive in nature, period, right. And never happy for one another.
Right. No, I mean, yeah, I think that I'm not like the most competitive, I think, person, just generally speaking. But I think that that took also just honestly, like growing up and maturing, getting to understand ourselves individually, mm-hmm. And work on ourselves individually to come to a place of, you know, I do better off in life supporting you because I get a different kind of response in return, vice versa. Mm-hmm. I think that there's nothing I can gain from trying to compete with you because there's nothing for me to personally gain there.
Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, believe the only person we should kind of compete with is really like being better or competing with ourselves and how we can show up each day as a better person. So I think that if I've ever had moments like that of, or not competitiveness, but comparison, even just getting it from outsiders, I think it's been helpful to really just like come back to the fact that we're each our own individual people, mm-hmm. and really learning to accept and admire and, applaud each other in different ways.
Yeah, for sure. I think that like also when you are so close in age and you're doing things at different paces.
Right. Yeah.
That's also such a big part of like how we grew up. Cause I remember when we were in college and like you would be dating somebody and I wouldn't be, and I'd be like, why am I the older sister not dating somebody? And you are, you would be going out and I wouldn't. And like, there were certain things that I feel like when you're super close in age, that if you're doing things at different speeds,
right.
You know, like that sometimes you then compare yourself, or if I'm the older one and I'm not doing something that like you're supposed to do as an older one and you are,
right.
That then you can compare yourself. And then as you said, like taking the time to work on yourself, and also like figure out what makes you happy as an individual and also like celebrating what makes your sister happy or your siblings happy and knowing that everybody does everything like at their own speed and their own time. And it being okay to have different things that doing things differently.
Yeah. I remember Dad would always use he would always talk about like horses with the blinders and he would just be like, put your blinders on. Kind of, and just like focus on yourself or just focus on what's like right in front of you and what's ahead of you versus like the more you kind of look to compare, it's like distracts you from yourself. And I think that was always kind of helpful.
Yeah. And like your end goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's, if there's something that you would say now that obviously like Lila and Eloise are almost a similar age difference.
I know. I'm like, oh my gosh. No.
Oh my gosh. What?
I don't know. I just kind of like, I remember when, cause you know, waited to find out until you gave birth the gender.
Yeah.
And I remember when you guys texted us saying, oh my gosh, it's a girl. And I was just like, immediately my mind went, first of all, I was obviously elated, but then my mind went to, oh my gosh, like it's going to be, I'm assuming probably similar things, like the arguments over clothes or just like little things here and there that I think most sisters go through. But I was also like, I can't wait to see how you handle it.
So excited. Yeah. I mean, but like, would you say that there would be, would you do anything or suggest to do anything differently with them versus like how we were raised?
No, I mean, not really. I've heard I've heard from some people that like going to separate elementary schools is helpful. But again, I think it really depends on the kids and
what kind of kids they are.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like we've, like our parents obviously did something right since we're so close.
And we're sitting here together. Yeah, I think the same thing. I think it's hard to like look back on, because at the end of the day, I think like us going to the same school when we were younger led us to understanding that it was important for us to go to separate schools and then for us to do our own things in college and do our own things socially. And because we do have a lot of similarities and we also have a lot of differences. Like I think when we were younger, like socially, we were different. Like you liked going out.
It was almost like a yin and yang. Like
for sure.
I was like more of a night owl, just generally speaking. I think you're very much like an early, so there was just certain aspects. No, that was kind of, I think I remembered like a lot of moments where I was like, I just don't understand you. Like, you know, growing up, I was like, I just don't get it. Like, why is she like this? Or why does she react to certain things like this? It's just, it was kind of, and I think that I would continuously bump up against that. And I do think it is, I think that that's just a problem a lot of people have in general, is kind of like bumping up against like this kind of frustration of like, I don't get why you're like this, or I don't get why you respond like this, or you feel like this. But I feel like evolving into kind of, again, just really also, I think trying to really, I know this is kind of like diverging a bit, but like really trying to actually take curiosity into understanding who the person is. Like if something upsets you, I'm like curious and like try to lean into that to try to better understand you. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's also really helped our relationship just evolving. But I also do really think, just looking in hindsight from childhood, I think having two really supportive parents who are very supportive of our relationship and would sit us down when we'd have disagreements and really...
That was also a big thing that came up, was like, how did we ever handle disagreements or heated arguments?
Yeah. I mean, I think we also had very different ways of approaching arguments growing up. I think I traditionally would come in pretty hot. and again, I think that that was just growing up and recognizing that, you know, each of us want to be spoken to in a certain way, or how we both react to different things.
Yeah, I feel like mom and dad also didn't let us like sit and be mean to each other for a long period of time. Like we had, you know, and we also know we're very lucky that we had very present and involved parents, but we had, you know, like our mom would always make sure like we sat and talked things through, and she would sit as like a moderator and like, you know, make sure that we communicated to hear each other out. Because when you're younger and raging with hormones or, you know, whatever's going on in your life, like you don't necessarily have the time or the ability to understand like, oh, this hurt her feelings, but it wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Right.
So why should I care? So I think being able to have a parent who, and it doesn't even have to be a parent for everybody. It can be somebody who's, you know, it could be a cousin, an aunt, an uncle, whatever it is, just to be able to have somebody to moderate a conversation, because when you guys both have your like lids flipped, you know,
right.
communicating is can be hard. But I think we've learned how to.
Yeah, I think a lot of, I think it's interesting too, because we also have a lot of friends who are sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's also been really helpful, at least for me, to kind of talk to other girls. I actually have a lot of friends who are the younger sister, kind of like second also. And so I can at least talk to them about things that, like, if we feel similar on a different thing, like, oh, that's an older sister sibling thing, then we can both relate in that way. And I think that a lot of people maybe don't have the opportunity to connect with sisters like that and kind of see what's going on in their relationship, and also learn from what they've done that's helpful in a lot of ways.
That's true. I think when we were younger, maybe we didn't really have a lot of sister friends in our friend group. But as you've gotten older...
And also with our cousins too, there's a lot of girl cousins.
Yeah.
So even just understanding
the oldest of them.
Yeah. But even just like understanding the dynamics, what they've found helpful in their relationships.
Yeah. Especially as you've gotten older.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. There are definitely a lot of girls in our family that we can like, you see how also, you know, birth order is also such like a thing. It is really a real thing, and also a thing to understand. And we definitely see that even in like the dynamics
of
like
that.
We lean into that. The dynamics between the four of us kids, and you know, even you see them like in other families, it's like someone's very clearly the oldest, someone's very clearly the baby.
Yeah.
And
you love to send me the video. She loves to send me these videos of where it's like the first child and they're like all proper and smiling. And then it's like the second child comes like running into the room, making a mess. And it actually is pretty accurate based on our childhood pictures. I feel like I was,
we were
to spice it up.
We were very different from the beginning, which is like one of the reasons like I even wanted to do this book was really just like a tribute to our relationship.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's so important to me, especially as adults. But to be able to reflect on our relationship as kids, and also the dynamic between us, as you know, when we were little, I'm the oldest, but I was really shy, very timid, and you were much more like brave and like ready to go and kind of like, you know, fired up. And that's like where the idea of this came from, because I think as the oldest, people are like, oh, you have to be like the one to do things first. But when we were little, you did things first.
Well, yeah, I'd often. I think I would often. Yeah, I think mom really kind of allowed me to step into the role of helping you do certain things that maybe you were afraid of doing. But yeah, I think that even speaks to like, as you're getting older, recognize it doesn't have to like, obviously things don't have to happen in a certain order or way, kind of like with just because someone's older doesn't mean they have to do like different things first. It, but I think that, again, that kind of like what you're just saying speaks to our differences in personality. And then also like in terms of birth order, it's like people, I don't know, it's like balance each other out, but they come in, they understand their roles, I think, and personality types. I think you actually probably best understand your personality type when you're younger.
Mom always talks about that.
Yeah.
Going back to who you were when you were younger and your personality type when you were younger, because who you were as a child is really who you are deep down. And that life, as you live your life and you go through different experiences, you know, life can harden you. Life can make you act or be a certain way. And going back to who you were when you were younger is like one of the best gifts that you can give yourself is, you know, what were your interests when you were younger? What were you like when you were younger? And then revisit that is such a big gift. I know there were like so many different comments and questions that I didn't even look at and get to, but anyway, I know there were a lot of people who say like that they have siblings that maybe they're not as close to. we know that there are a lot of siblings that are not as close, and that there are a lot of people who might not have a sister and or a close family. And we know that, you know, we're incredibly grateful for the yes. closeness in our relationship as sisters and also in our family in general. I think we attribute a lot of that to our parents.
Yes.
And we're really grateful, endlessly grateful to both of our parents for making that be such a priority to us when we were younger. And as we've gotten older and led by example in that subject. And yeah, I think, like, you know, I'm grateful you took the time to do this. Got very comfortable and good at this. It's very impressive. And yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there are like an endless amount of questions we could get to about sisters and sisterhood, and we're going to do more of these conversations. She doesn't know it yet, but we're going to do more of these conversations and maybe even like do them in person, because I feel like so many people have like questions about their own dynamic with their siblings and like how to be close. We're not experts, but we can live and yeah. tell you by example, which is like our experience. So, you know, if you have a sibling who you want to pick up the phone and give them a call or shoot them a text, go ahead and do it, because it makes a difference and it's the best and greatest relationship you can have in your life is the one that you have with your family. So,
yeah, I know. I totally agree. And I think that also, I think a lot of people just talk about kind of like what you mentioned, like family estrangement or sibling estrangement. Mm-hmm. I think everyone's like on their own journeys. And I think respecting where you're at in your own journey is really important. I think, again, in terms of like talking about respecting each other's differences, really giving yourself like the grace to respect where you're at is also really important. I think especially during these times, it's you have to lead with a lot of compassion first for yourself and then also with others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, yes.
Yeah, that's super important, especially in this crazy world that we live in. And yes, we're going to do a Grove book signing. We're going to just share all of that as we get closer. I'll drag Christina to all of them. So thank you so much. Thank you for being my first conversation to kick off sisterhood episodes of BDA Baby. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, okay. Great.
Looking forward to it. This is all news to her. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.